This is the brief on the July 16, 2026 AI governance front page. Tech giants, regulators, and safety groups are abruptly seizing control over how AI operates in our daily lives, and we're all kind of caught in the whiplash. First, tech giants are making massive, untoggleable safety choices. Common Sense Media just slapped Google's AI search with an unacceptable risk rating because it missed half of indirect suicide references during tests simulating 11 and 15-year-olds. And parents in schools literally can't turn it off. Contrast that with Meta, who just started using human reviewers to alert parents when teens on supervised accounts disclose self-harm to Meta AI. Think of a mandatory school counselor who misses red flags versus one who immediately calls home. Which default is actually safer? Second, the EU is officially smashing Google's smartphone assistant monopoly. By July 2027, they're forcing Android to let European users voice-activate rival assistants like ChatGPT or Claude, exactly how Gemini works now. With a potential $30 billion fine hanging over Alphabet's head, you really gotta ask, who owns the front door to your digital life? Finally, look at the human cost of sudden regulation. China's harsh rules to prevent emotional dependence on AI just took effect, forcing platforms like Alibaba to permanently delete users' virtual companions. What happens when the government literally mandates a breakup for your mental health, but leaves millions mourning their deleted partners with zero crisis support? Whether it's an undeletable search feature, a newly opened Android ecosystem, or a forcibly deleted virtual partner, the battle for who controls the AI in your pocket has officially left the lab and entered your life.